Tegan Gay's calling. How are you?
Tegan, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Great. Great to hear from you today.
It's great to hear from you, too.
How have you been? It's been a little while since we got to chat.
Oh, gosh. It has been a while, but things are going really good right now. I have a lot of new music, and that makes me really happy.
New music always makes me happy.
Yeah, me too. No, it's been really good.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
And keeping super busy.
Absolutely. Yes. No, I have a record out now. I have a couple new songs coming out here in the next. Well, I got a Christmas song and another song coming out, another single coming out in the next couple months that I've been working on. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, fantastic. Christmas music. Are you a big Christmas person?
Pardon me?
Are you big on Christmas?
Oh, gosh. Huge. Love Christmas. Love it.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about the holidays?
Oh, favorite part about the holidays. Well, family time.
Yeah.
All the treats. All the pretty lights, just the magical feeling around. I just love it. There's nothing better.
Well, we've got your tune, Don't Look Back. Digging this song. Love the video for it, too. Some great scenery in the video.
Oh, thank you. So I shot that in Texas.
In Texas?
Yes.
Oh.
In the hill country. I was in the hill country and shot that. It was a beautiful area. Absolutely beautiful.
Now, tell me the story behind the song itself, Don't Look Back. It seems very inspirational.
Yeah, so I saw the quote, Don't Look Back, one day, and I was like, wow, like that's such a... Don't Look Back, you're not going that way. I saw that, and I was like, wow, I was like, that's really good. So I put that in my book, and I was like, I want to do something with that one day. And I kind of waited and waited and waited until something came to mind, and one day... I just had the feeling of writing it, and I did, and I'm so happy and proud with how it turned out, because I think I had it in my book, just Don't Look Back, You're Not Going That Way. I probably had it in there for about 3 or 4 months, just waiting for some bright idea to come up, and when it did, the words just kind of poured out of me, and I'm so happy and proud that I have a song out there that is so positive, and, you know, it's the only song I've really written that's like that. And it just turned out so well. And the feedback that I get back from it makes me so happy because, you know, everyone does have bad days, but tomorrow is a new day. So just, you know, don't give up and keep going. The sun will rise. And I'm so happy that I have a song like that out there that can give people some hope and some light.
And I do love that message of just keep chugging along, keep going forward, and that positive message.
Yeah, I mean, we all need it. We all need it.
Yep.
all need to hear that sometimes. So I'm so proud that I have that out there for people.
Now, last time we chatted, we didn't dive too deep into Tegan, but I want to get to know you a little bit better. So one thing I have in the studio here, and artists that visit me, I get them to dig into my bucket of questions. I have a big bucket with all these questions just to get to know you a little bit better. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get to know you a little bit better through some random questions, digging in. And the first question I have for you, Tegan,
okay,
is what is special about the place you grew up?
Special about the place I grew up. Okay, yeah. So I grew up in a small town called Chetwynd, British Columbia. I'm actually here right now. And something special about this place is my whole family is pretty much here. So my down the road, my auntie lives right down the road. Right across the street from her is my cousin's house. And then right beside that is where my nana used to live. Right down the road from that is where my other auntie lived. So it's really like walking. I can walk within minutes to get to all my family. Like, I'm not alone. You know everyone's name here. That's special. It's a pretty cool feeling. My friends will come to visit, and we'll go to my house, and I'll be like, so my grandma used to live there, my auntie lives there, my cousin lives there, all in a matter of, like, seconds of where I live. They're like, wow, like, that's kind of cool. Like, not a lot of people have that. And I think it's pretty cool. I walk down the street and get popcorn from my Auntie Shirley on the weekends and stuff. So it's funny.
That's amazing. Cool. So
yeah, I know. It's special.
All right. We're going to get another question out of the bucket here. Digging in deep. Yeah, it's been a while since I've used this, so.
This is fun. I like it.
Next question. What can you not get right no matter how many times you try?
Oh, gosh. Not get right no matter how many times I try. You know what? The first thing that comes to mind right now is Flappy Bird. Yeah, Flappy Bird.
All right. Is that even still a thing? Is that still an app?
You know what? It is. So I just recently started playing Fruit Ninja, and I'm obsessed. And my brother tried Fruit Ninja yesterday, and he's like, wow, this is really hard. I was like, yeah, no big deal. My record's like 1,100. Yeah, like, I'm super awesome. And he's like, well, have you heard of Flappy Bird? I was like, no. And he put Flappy Bird on it. I was trying it for hours, and I just was like, this is making me crazy. I was like, this is not good for me. I was like, you need to take this away and never give it to me again. But I'm already okay, I need to try this Flappy Bird thing again. But it is so hard.
It is. It really is.
I can't.
Flappy. All right. Let's get one more question out of the bucket here and see what we come up with. All right. This. Among your friends or family, what are you famous for? We'll say other than being musical.
Gosh, other than being musical, entertaining.
Yeah?
I'm such a little entertainer. I've always, grew up, I was in figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely an entertainer. I used to make my cards. I was known for making all my cards.
Aww.
The hot cards, I always made them. So yeah, those are a couple of special things that I guess that my family knows me for.
So you're pretty crafty then.
I like to say a little bit. It's funny because I can draw within the lines, color within the lines, pretty colors, but if to actually draw something, I'm not that good. I'm like a six-person drawer.
That's funny. Now, Chiga, where can fans get in touch with you, get a new song, and look forward to all the new music coming our way, especially those Christmas tunes?
Yes. So follow me on all social media. I have it all. Follow me on Spotify. I do have a Christmas song coming out very soon. It is so cute. I'm so happy with it. I can't wait. But yeah, I have Instagram. I have Facebook. I have a website where you can pretty much reach me from everything on there. But, follow me on Spotify, Tegan Gaze. I got the Christmas song. It's called Hey Christmas, so look out for it when it's coming out. And just thanks, everyone, for, listening to my music, if you do, and it means the world. And, yeah.
Tegan, always a pleasure to talk with you. I can't wait to hear this Christmas tune. And don't be a stranger. I love hearing new stuff. When you get new stuff, please get in touch. I love hearing it.
Oh, thank you so much, Cruz. I really appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a wonderful day too. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Bye, Cruz.
Bye-bye.